How are you doing with work-life balance? 51% of workers say they've missed important life events because of work commitments. 40% of employees say they use personal devices for work after business hours. 70% of employees read emails while watching TV at home. 60% of Americans say they have poor work-life balance, mostly because they lack a boundary between work and home life. And on average, employees take 26% of their work home to complete during their personal time. All of this sounds kind of overwhelming, lots of stats. But if you are a small business owner, these stats say that you work almost twice as much as employees. So maybe double these percentages. Work-life balance, it sounds like a big deal. There's a lot of information, a lot of talk out there. And, you know, most of us feel like we need to do better. But I'm here to tell you something that you may not know. Work-life balance is a myth. Yes, you heard that right. Work-life balance is a myth. There is no such thing as work-life balance. Hello and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. You know, it is your mindset that determines whether you're successful or not in life, whatever you're doing, and developing strong mindset is a skill you can improve. I want to talk about this myth of work-life balance. I used to believe in this. I used to believe in work-life balance, and I also believed that I was terrible at making it balance. You see, I've been self-employed for almost 30 years. My wife and I are partners in our business. We have no employees, and we work from home. As our business grew, we ended up working all the time. And we ran for a lot of years on the edge of burnout. We worked and worked and worked, and just our business ran us, and we didn't run our business. We were saved from this, actually, our journey to start understanding that work-life balance doesn't exist. We were saved by a timeshare saleswoman. We went, of course, for one of those free weekend deals, and friends of ours invited us to go, and it's like, oh, you can stay at this condo, you know, it's really great, but you have to sit through a sales presentation. You don't have to buy anything. So we went, and we said, you know, it was a weekend off, and it was like that was about all we ever did. We never took vacation. It was just, you know, a few days here and there. So, you know, this is going to be kind of our getaway from our business. And we go into the sales presentation saying, looking at each other, we're not going to buy, right? So we sit down, and the woman asks us, what do you like to do on vacation? And we kind of went, ha, we're self-employed. We don't take vacations. She just kind of smiled and said, do you think that's healthy? And she didn't say anything more for several seconds. And then she says, I'm going to go get some coffee. Do you want some? Smartest salesperson in the world, because we sat there and went, you know, she's right. This is not healthy. What we're doing is not healthy. We can feel it. We can feel it in our bodies. We can feel it in just the tension that we have all the time. And so we ended up buying the timeshare. It was a good decision, and we still own it. And the reason we bought it was because we said to ourselves, if we have made this commitment ahead of time, we will make the arrangements to take the time off and actually take vacations because we've already paid for it. This was the step that led me to bust the myth of work-life balance. Think about this with me. What is between the work-life balance? There's a big slash. And in reality, you don't have work and life separate. All you have is your life. Your life is your life. Everything that's in your life is in your life, and it's not separate from it. So separating work and life is a myth. It's a fiction. Now, work is a big part of life. I mean, it's like, in fact, we spend probably a lot more time with, you know, sometimes we spend more time with people at work than we do people in our own family. But work is not separate from your life. Work is part of your life. Your life is your life. And part of the reason I think so many people feel that there is a this discrepancy, that there's something out of balance between their work and their life, it's a mindset issue. See, if you see work as separate from your life, if you see, you know, what you're doing as a job, it's something that you don't really have a handle on. You don't have a grasp of it. You don't really manage it. You are the servant. It's the master if it's separate from you. Now, I know this is worse for small business owners. If you're a small business owner, your business oftentimes runs you instead of you running your business. I lived that for years. But if you keep thinking about work-life balance, the scale's always going to tip in favor of your work or of your business. So I'm a mindset coach. Take a mindset shift. Make this mindset shift. All you have is your life. It's up to you to manage your life. Now, work and business is a part of your life, and it is a part of your life that you manage as well as everything else. And if you're working all the time, if your business is running you, you're not managing things well. You were like me. You were a poor manager. I was a poor manager of my life for a lot of years when I was in business. The good news is you don't have to stay stuck where you're at. If life isn't working out what you want, the way you want, you can decide to change. You get to make those decisions. And for me, that this big shift came when I realized that everything in my life was there because of my decisions. I mean, you know, going all the way back, my decisions through life have led me to where I'm at right this minute, which, you know, is behind the microphone talking to you all. And if I'm at a place where I don't want to be, once I realized that, you know, I decided, you know, all the decisions that I made, that even things that seemed like they were outside of my control, things that happened to me that I didn't have anything to do with, I still decided how to react to those things. I decided where to move, what to do. Responding to life is just a series of decisions. And so it should have been obvious. It should have been obvious so much sooner than it was. But it was a hard truth for me to swallow. It was like, wow, what I've got right now is what I've decided that I'm going to allow in my life. I've decided to be here. And, you know, it's could have kind of thrown me into a depression, and it, you know, it kind of was like, wow, you know, I made some really dumb decisions, and I could have done so much better. You know, that you have the advantage of hindsight looking back. You know, your mistakes tend to stand out more than your successes. But the thing that I decided is that, well, wait a minute. If the decisions led me here, if I want to go somewhere else, if I'm not happy with where I'm at right now, I just need to make different decisions and better decisions and decide where I want. And so I decided I could head toward a life that had work and play and relationships and self-care. And all of those things, I could decide the way I wanted my life to be. And, you know, I didn't want to give up my business. I didn't want to give up my work. But I got to decide the ultimate direction. Now, of course, I mean, there are things there, you know, when you have your business, there are things that come up and you have to go and put out fires. And there are times when you have to be all in and do things that you maybe necessarily don't want to. But if you're living all of your life that way with your business running you and you don't have any time to do anything and you're not really making the decisions that you want, you're just kind of putting out fires all the time, then it's time to make some decisions. It's time to learn to manage better. That's what I learned to do. And I was able to transform my life, manage my business, manage my life, and start heading in the way that I want. And I've made corrections. I mean, things that I thought I wanted, you know, even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, the things that I thought I wanted, I was like, maybe not quite exactly that direction, but I was headed in the general direction I wanted to because of the decisions that I made. It was the mindset shift that started it for me. And I've, you know, the other things as far as being able to be effective and get traction and be headed toward the life I want to actually create the things that I want to create. There's a lot of mindset tools and a lot of mindset shifts that I made along the way to develop the mindset that I have, which I call the ultramarathon mindset. I started running ultramarathons several years ago, and I probably didn't have the mindset to get that done when I started, when I was started this journey, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Oh, it's been close to running 5 years. So, yeah, say 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had that strong of a mindset to actually get done, you know, running a 100-mile trail race. So those are the tools that I offer to my clients. If you if you want to contact me, you can reach me through the podcast, ultramindsetpodcast.run, ultramindsetpodcast.run. Schedule what I call, I'm calling it now, since I'm talking to business owners about burnout, I'm calling this a fireproof call. Get yourself on your way to being fireproof. Ultramindsetpodcast.run. Schedule a free call. I'd be glad to help you get started. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.